Welcome to the Amber Diaries podcast. I am your host, Amber. And today we are going to be talking about authenticity, one of my favorite topics to talk about. But before we even hop into the topic, first off, grab a drink, whatever your drink of choice is, water, tea, wine, tequila, my personal favorite. Grab your pen, grab your paper, and we're going to hop into it. And also, go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode and tag me in your stories, Amber Diaries with 3 underscores. So let's go ahead and get into it. So my definition of authenticity is simply being yourself. The rawest, most true version of yourself while still remaining true to your values, your beliefs, and your morals, no matter what situations that you're in and no matter what people that you're around. Just always staying true to yourself. So in the beginning, I'll let y'all know this is honestly one of my favorite topics to talk about. And why that is, it's because honestly, this used to be one of my biggest, and I mean biggest, struggles. I remember being in my early 20s and just having a real ass conversation with my mom. And she was just telling me, she's like, you need to be authentic. Just be authentic and your life will be so much smoother, so much easier. And I'm looking at her like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm being me, I'm being my authentic self. And she's like, no, like, you need to maybe sit with yourself for a little bit and think about it and figure it out. So for a good 3 months, y'all, 3 months, that's how long it took. And it was definitely needed. But for a good 3 months, I really had to sit down and just sit with myself and look at what it meant to me to be authentic. Like, what did that look like for me? Not for anybody else. And one of the reasons why, number one, it took so long, and two, why it was one of my biggest struggles, honestly, it's just because I used to be like a people pleaser. Like, I wanted to please everybody, especially if it was people who were very close to me. If I really cared about you, I'm over here trying to figure out, okay, well, what do I need to be for this person, and how do I need to? And it was just like, yeah, this is actually starting to cause some issues and it causes problems. So when you're not your most rawest version of yourself, honestly, like, everything else in your life is going to be trash. Your relationships are going to be trash. The things that you accept in your life is going to be trash. Literally. And I'm laughing because, you know, this was my experience. This was the journey. Like, literally everything was trash. Even the friendships, even down to the relationships during this particular process. Because it's like, if you can't be true to yourself, you can't be true to nobody else. And it's really almost kind of like, you're going to be a puppet and people going to play you to which way they want to play you, because you're not being real to what you believe in. So in this moment of me sitting with myself, it was just like, okay, I'm struggling with the fact of, you know, who am I in this position? This was, okay, we talking about early 20s. It's a whole new chick, a whole new woman in this current phase, like in the now. But back then, it was just like, okay, I don't know who the hell I am. So what I honestly did for me that worked the best was, since I couldn't figure out who I was, I just was like, you know what, let's reverse this. And it was like, okay, who do I want to become? Since I can't figure out who I am in this moment, who do I want to become? And I started looking at literally everything. Okay, so how do I want to dress? Where do I want to live? what hairstyles, literally everything, anything to the tiniest damn detail. Where do I want to work? Like all these different things. And I just started to write them out. And little by little, a bigger picture was finally being able to be painted for me by doing it in the reverse, by figuring out, you know, who do I want to become? So if this is something that you currently struggle with, or you find yourself struggling with from time to time, honestly, sit down with yourself, look at it in the reverse, and figure out, who is it that I want to become? What do I look like? How do I talk? What values do I have? What do I believe? Like, whatever it is that you need for you to be able to determine and decipher, like, who is this person that you want to be? Write it out. Write it out. That's always your best way. And if you're one of those people where you have a super creative mind, or you're a more visual person, Pinterest will be your best friend. Go to Pinterest, create you a little folder, and start visualizing. So it's almost kind of like a, if y'all have ever done, oh hell, what do you call these things? You can either a mood board, or even if you have done, and I'm looking at mine and it's not coming to mind. Auntie probably need to put the tequila down. It's gonna come to me. But pretty much, almost like a mood board, basically. So you just go on Pinterest, put the pictures together of what this person that you want to become looks like. Every single thing, honestly, to the tiniest detail. The tiniest detail. And a bigger picture will start to be painted for you. And not only that, what it's going to allow you to do is truly start to become this person. Because after you've built like this profile of who it is that you want to become, now you actually have to become this person. So that's why I say, like, it's down to the tiniest detail, even like how you're going to speak or how you want to speak. And then you just little by little practice becoming this person. And eventually you'll become that person and do what feels right. Don't do what such and such tells you, well, you should act like this or you should be like that. Because that's one of the reasons why people struggle with being their true authentic self. It's because we're trying to be something that we're not for everybody else around us. And it's like, why? All you gotta do is be you. And honestly, like, life flows so much smoother. But a big part of that also is vulnerability. You're really gonna have to be vulnerable and be honest with yourself. Like, what works for you? What is not working for you? What needs to be removed out of your life? So sometimes, like, it's a lot of people always think, you know, and sometimes we even look at other people's life and think, oh, well, you know, they have it all together and they're this and they're that. And it's just like, pump your brakes. You have no idea what that person had to go through to be who they are in this moment, like the person that you currently get to see. Because we all have our struggles, and I feel like at some point in time, everyone has struggled with who they actually are. Because you can, and this is like one of the reasons why it's just so important to watch your crowd, but we'll kind of get into that a little bit later. But watching who you're around, like, that can also affect your authenticity. Like the true rawest version of yourself. Is that saying birds of a damn feather? They gonna flock to them together. Okay? So you gotta also watch who you have in your circle. Because that can end up affecting who you are. And then before we go any further, like, I'll give y'all another example within my life as to when I had to basically just revamp myself, I guess you would, if you will, like truly revamp myself. Not too long ago, maybe like a few years ago, like, I lost somebody who was really, really close to me, really close to me. And when I say I lost my damn self, I'm not gonna hold y'all. Like, I really lost myself. Like, I was a zombie. I didn't know who the hell I was. I was literally just like, to everyone else, it was like, okay, she's functioning, she's smiling, she's this, she's that. And it was just like, yes. Like, to everyone around me, it was just like, okay, I'm functioning. But to me, I was a zombie. It was just, okay, going through the motions of the everyday life. But it was just like, I completely lost who the hell I was in that moment through going through the grieving phases. And I had to over time I understood, like, hey, it's okay, this happens. Because I'm not going to say that was like the first time in my life of me losing somebody that's close to me. But it was one of the first time in my life of me losing somebody that I would consider to be a soulmate. So going from having somebody that you're with damn near 24/7 to them no longer being there, it changes everything. It literally will change everything. And if within that process, if you don't get your mind right, you will lose yourself. 1,000,000,000%. Will definitely lose yourself. So within that process, I did lose myself, and I had to refigure things out for myself. Like, okay, now in this moment, without him no longer being here, like, who am I without him? And also, who the hell do I want to become? How do I now function in this lifetime, in this life, without my partner in crime, without my soulmate, without my best friend? Like, how do I do this? So here again, another time in my life, I had to sit down with myself and really be vulnerable with myself and really look at who the fuck I was. Who was I, and who in the hell did I need to become? Not who did I want to become in this time. It was like, who did I need to become to pull myself out of what I was dealing with the grief and going through the motions of just getting back to my normal self and enjoying my life? Because in that moment of me going through that zombie phase, like, I ended up losing people. The relationships, my connections, they were just not the same, because for one, other people couldn't understand, and for two, it was like people were only going by what they saw. It was so surface. Everything was surface. So people would see, like, okay, well, you know, she's out and about, she's smiling, she's not crying, she's having a good time. And it was just like, I'm just a functioning person. When I go through stuff, I just know how to continue to function like nothing is happening. Not saying that's a good thing, but that's just how I roll. That's just how things are. So people just weren't getting it. They weren't understanding. So I just literally took a step back, and I really sat with myself. And I looked at, who really did I need to become to help myself move forward? And I became that person. And it was just literally like through the process. And like, honestly, like, my best friend, she was with me through the process. My best friend shot like every step of the damn way. Even when I gave her hell, the girl was still there. So even for you all, like, if you ever find yourself just going through a hard time or even struggling with reconnecting with yourself within whatever phase or within whatever part of the journey it is that you're in, make sure that you have at least, you don't need a billion people now, you really don't, but make sure you have one person in your corner that you can rely on and that you can truly be vulnerable with and that can help you throughout your journey. Like just somebody that you connect with, because that was one of the biggest pieces that also helped me as well. It's just having my best friend there to help me through the process and help me to be like, hey, get your shit together. You're not being yourself. Go sit your ass down and get it together. You know what to do. So it's like having somebody there to help hold you accountable throughout whatever phase, whether it's with you being learning how to be more authentic or whatever the hell it is in life, that's definitely one of the main keys. So listen, get you a ride or die, somebody who is going to be with you through the good and bad and not turn any damn back on you, because that is going to be one of the biggest keys that's going to help you through life. So now we've talked about like different struggles that I personally had with authenticity and what I had to do to be able to overcome it. And I'm only telling you like what worked for me. Now, just because it worked for me, I'm not going to say what I did, like just sitting down with myself, is truly going to work for everybody else. But honestly, it does help. It's a start. So even for me, like in these moments of me sitting down with myself, it was like, okay, first we just got to sit here and figure it out. Let's take out a pen and paper and just start jotting some shit down, whatever comes to mind. And then it was through a process of like, okay, now I really got to become this particular person, like, and I really have to, again, be vulnerable. So some of the pieces may apply, and if they don't, let the motherfuckers fly. Let it fly. If it does not apply, let it fly. But now, speaking in the present, now that I have gone through that process, especially the last time, because I was not too long ago, I believe at this point I was, when he passed away, I was 30. Yes, I was 30, getting ready to turn 31. I'm currently 32 in this moment. So now for me, after going through that process, now me being like my true self, like who I want to be, life is 10 times better. Your girl is happier. Like I'm not just functioning. I'm not just going through the motions. Like life is gravy. It ain't perfect. It'll never be, but it's perfect enough for me. And it's like even the connections that I'm making with people, which is one of the biggest differences that I have seen now that I'm living in my damn truth, which is that's all authenticity is living in your truth and being the most rawest version of yourself. Of yourself, not of anybody else, not picked up characteristics from somebody else. No, who you truly are at your damn core, without going against the things that you believe in. But now that I am this person, it's like the connections are so much deeper. They're not surface, because when you are walking in your authenticity, when you are walking in your truth, you are going to connect with people who are doing the same. And on the other aspect of that, when you're not walking in your truth, you gonna connect with motherfuckers who are not walking in their truth and who are not being authentic like at all. So it's like, if that is the case for you, which is, hey, we all go through it, it's life, shit happens, it happened to me, you just start doing a sweep. Doing a sweep of the people who are around within your life. But one of the biggest things, honestly, the connections are so much better. They're so much deeper. You're able to make better decisions. Your decision making is like 10 out. Oh my God. When you are living in your damn truth, you can only make good ass decisions. As long as you stick to your truth, you always gonna make the best decision for you, because you're not making decisions for other people. You're making what is best for you. And if you got a whole family going on, you're making decisions what's best for you and your family, which in turn provides you with a happier quality of life, which also in turn helps you to align like with your community, like your tribe, your people. So I remember earlier, I had mentioned being around the wrong crowd. When you're not living in your truth, like I said, you're gonna connect with the wrong people. And then once you start living in your truth, you actually connect with your tribe. Like, you legit build a community of people who are similar to you. Now, ain't nobody is ever going to be just like the next. We are all like unique, and that's the other part of that. It's just like your uniqueness, and I feel like that's something a lot of people don't realize or remember at times, but your uniqueness helps you to connect with people not only who are similar to you, but it also helps you to connect to people who need you in that moment. People who are struggling and who actually need you to just simply be yourself. Because you simply being yourself can help somebody out of a world of hurt. You simply being yourself can put a smile on somebody else's face. And you don't even have to say anything. Like, have y'all ever just like watched, let's say, okay, so we're always on our phones. Let's say you're on social media and you just see somebody smiling, like, and you feel the genuineness of their smile. And that literally will make your whole damn day. I know if I'm scrolling and I see somebody in a happy ass state and somebody truly being themselves, like, immediately I'm just like, sis, bro, go off. Like, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. So, like, that's one of the biggest pieces. Be your damn self. Be your damn self so you can connect with who you're supposed to connect with on your journey. And so that you don't delay your process, but also that you don't delay other people's processes as well. Because it's not just about us. And I will say that in probably almost every damn episode. Like, it's not just about you. A lot of what you do is going to help somebody else. So when you're not doing what the hell you're supposed to be doing, you're not only delaying your process, but you're also delaying the process of other people as well. Because here's the kicker, like, a lot of the times people are not going to come to you and say, like, yo, I really look up to you. You're this, you're that. I love that you, like, a lot of people are not going to do that. But just know that they are watching. So stay true to yourself. And then just the very last one, the very fourth one, you being true to who you are, it's going to help you align with your higher self. You being connected with the highest version of yourself, that's the key to having the most beautiful life. No matter what things look like, no matter what nobody say, I'll say, like, for me in this moment now, like, I don't care what people say about anything when it comes to me, especially when I'm living in my damn truth. Whatever that looks like within that moment for me. So if people say, oh, well, you party too much, or you do this, some other bullshit out. Like, the main thing I always hear is, oh, you party too damn much. It's like, Bro, my only responsibility is myself and my animal children. That's not hard to take care of. So if I want to go and enjoy myself and live in my damn truth, I'm going to do that. You should definitely try it yourself. But aligning, look, let me get back on focus. But aligning, honestly, with your higher self, it just helps you to have, honestly, a great life. And once I learned that, honestly, like, once I learned to align with myself and just connect with myself first before trying to connect with anybody else, life became a billion times smoother. So in order for you to be your most rawest version of yourself, you need to know who the hell you are. And if you don't, sit down with yourself. And even at different points and times in your life, if things happen, which life happens, it happens. It's going to happen to all of us. Nobody's life is going to be rainbows and sunshine the whole damn time. Like, I wish it could be, but that's just, honestly, realistically, it's not how it works. So within these phases of when those things happen, just remember to figure out who it is that you want to become, especially when you're struggling. If you look at anything in the reverse, it'll help you figure things out 10 times faster. I promise you. I literally do it with everything. If I can't figure something out, I look at it in the reverse. And anytime I do that, boom. It's like immediately I've solved the whole world's problems. Within 5 to 10 minutes. But I appreciate you. If you all made it to the end, please don't forget to screenshot this episode. Make sure that you tag me in your stories. It's Amber Diaries with 3 underscores. You can, if you also want to keep up with me on my personal page, it is Forever Amber with 4 underscores. So until next time, love yourself, love those around you, and be true to who the fuck you are.